And welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I made it again. Although it did turn 9:01 when the introduction music was playing, I still made it at 9 o'clock. Although I was distracted by something, and I don't know why. You know me, sometimes I get a little what's the word? I space out, and I've been spacing out a lot lately. I've been asking people to repeat. Maybe it's the age thing. I've been asking people to repeat things. I've been, I'm a question asker. I'm a question, not answerer. I'm a question asker. I ask a lot of questions so I can understand, you know, what's going on. And so, I've been doing that a lot, and I don't know. I just need to know, and I think there's nothing wrong with knowing, but I think it gets on some people's nerves. But it's actually kind of bothering me. I'm like, have I reached that age to where, you know, because I used to pride myself on my memory, and I'm like, am I that age now where I am forgetting stuff too much? And hopefully that's not the case, but it very well could be. Anyhow, I noticed I was listening back to a show. I say anyhow a lot, so I'm going to try to reduce, but then it'll be, I'll think about it too much, and then I'll say it, then I'll kind of spaz out, and then it'll sound really horrible. hopefully, I won't do that, but I hope you guys are doing good. I'm okay. It's been another one of those days to where I feel like I didn't get enough rest, and partially my problem, because I'm up, and I'm like, this is an opportunity for me to go ahead and go to bed. But there was a lot of television on tonight, a lot. I did get to catch up with some TV, and that's another reason. Since the new fall TV schedule has started last week, actually, well, no, 2 weeks ago, cause I think we're on the third episode of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Two weeks ago. But since then, then everything really hit this week. And so I've had a lot of TV to catch up on. And I'm like, well, not even catch up on, just to watch. So I'm still one behind on, what's the Witches of East End, which is, it got kind of hokey, you know, because I was enjoying it. It had some jaw dropping moments, but not so much now. I just wanted to get done, and whatever they're doing, I want them to get to it and get it finished. But that hasn't happened exactly yet. I don't know. It's just that with that television. And then, of course, The Flash. I don't know if you guys watched The Flash tonight. It was good. I think they did a lot of good things with how they introduced Barry Allen and his mother being killed. And you get to see you get to see the Reverse Flash, kind of. So I don't know if the guy in the wheelchair is the Reverse Flash, but I'll talk more about this on Sunday night on Fanboy Weekly after all the shows have hit. Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., I was talking to Timmy Sims earlier. He's in the chat room now. And he was saying that one of the shows, Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., wasn't too exciting. But it's one of those slow burn shows. Like, it's just a Josh Whedon thing. Layer on top of layer on top of layer. To build to like mid-season, then everything's like crazy, you know, after that, and it just keeps on going to the very end. You're like, oh my god, what just happened, you know? And then it's over in the summertime, then we have shows to watch. Anyhow, oop, there's an anyhow. So like I said, it's been a interesting day. I've been up since 8 this morning, and doing some errands with my mom, and I'm a planner, and I say this before. I've t said this before on the show, and I kind of, again, I pride myself on planning and my time management skills. I think they're really good unless I'm late for a podcast. But like in my offline life, when I had like at work and things to do with my mom, I like to plan. And what irritates me is people who do not like to, who don't plan. You know, you have to plan for your days. You know, I think sometimes plans don't work out because sometimes unexpected circumstances happen to where you can't plan for them. But I plan. I never rush. I don't, because I always plan well in time. I, in my mind, this is how crazy I am. I will map out my route. Like now that school has started. Oh, somebody didn't. He's a child molester. The guy from he's a real. He was on that Real Religious show. I'll see what's his name. He's really attractive. I had to get to that later. Interesting. I had to plan. So, you know, I planned my day out. Like I said, I planned my route to work, you know, at school starting. I like, okay, school gets out at a certain time. I go to work at 3, so school's getting out that time. So I take a road now that avoids all the little school 20 miles an hour school zones because I don't got time for that. But I plan, I plan to do that. But you know, my mom threw me a couple of curveballs today, and although I didn't mind, ultimately I was tired. And when you know, if you work a second shift job and you stay up late, and you get tired, and like Mondays are my what Fridays, and I wanted to rest today, and I didn't get the opportunity to rest, but you know. I'm here now, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, where I should really be asleep, and I'm not. But anyhow, thank you guys for that was another anyhow. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully, it won't be too long tonight. I kind of went long on Sunday night, but hopefully, I'm not going to be too long tonight. You know, you could always join us in the chat room if you're listening live. Just click the little chat button. And don't forget to go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, and give us a like over there. And you can catch up on things that I'm doing. Mostly, it's going to be mostly fanboy pictures and show updates. And then also on the blog, the5x5.blogspot.com. Or you can send me a twit. You can send me a twit, or you can send me a tweet at the 5x5 on Twitter. I think that's it. Oh, and I've been a Instagramming fool, as Ken Bogle would say. I've been Instagramming everything. But again, mostly fanboy stuff. So if you like that kind of stuff, and you want to check that out. One funny guy at on Instagram. So. Tonight we're going to talk about labels, and I didn't really know what I was going to talk about tonight. But you know, I sense I get a little long-winded, so I'm trying not to do that. I'm trying to keep things under an hour, you know, and we'll see how that all works out tonight. Oh, and also thank you, Timmy Sims. Life, what is it called? I forget what it's called. It's my group, Life with Funko Pop. If you go search for it on Facebook, you'll see some really cool pictures. Tim has some pictures there. I have some pictures there. There's Elaine, from the Thought Bubbles podcast. She has a picture there. And so what my goal is, because we have been so obsessed with Funko Pop figures, you know, I've talked about that on the last show on Family Weekly, and so now since I have them, I want to do something with them. Now Tim, he's taken his Jon Snow, he's taken his to different places and giving you scenes, and like he is really living the life with Funko Pop. So I haven't done mine yet, but I think tomorrow's going to be my day. I have to go to the comic book store, so I'm going to take it out there and see what my friends think about my Stan Lee at the comic book store. See what they think about my Stan Lee Funko Pop. So that'll be tomorrow. I'll do that tomorrow. But I've got some cool pictures. I my thing is I like to. I've done one with Flash, and I did one with the new Wonder Woman that I found yesterday. So. look for the Life of Funko Pop on Facebook.com. But we're going to talk about some things that Raven Simone said about labeling and being labeled. Wasn't anything too major, but you know, some things that I thought was interesting that she said. And also, as an author from Nickelodeon, or as part of the Nickelodeon family, that kind of went in on some black people and gay people, and that I didn't think was so nice. And also, my Halloween dilemma. I haven't decided if I want to dress up, because there is a Halloween ball this year that I want to attend. But you know, what do you want to do? What I want to dress up as? So I would love to have your suggestions, but don't be cute with it, because I won't like it. So when we come back, we will talk about all that, and we may, just may, have a quiz for you guys this evening. I'm not too terribly sure if I can get it. If I can get it together, we'll definitely do one. But I want to thank you guys for listening. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you guys. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will start our show. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
Electric Avenue. Rock it in the night. Get higher. Electric Avenue. Rock it in Miami. Electric. Do you guys remember that song?
I remember as a kid, it's a total 80s song, and everybody that's my age or older, they know that song. I don't know what it means. I remember there was a guy sitting on a chair with all these dreads, and he was like, "Rock it in the daytime." You know, he was doing all that. So I'm like, "Oh, okay. Go ahead, bro, knock that out." But I still don't know what it means, but I thought it would be fun to play that song. I seen it, and I'm like, "Oh, that'd be a cute song to play tonight," but maybe it wasn't, but I know y'all old heads know that song. Anyhow, welcome back. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Of course, you guys all know that. You have listened to me pontificate so many different things over the last year and a half doing the 5x5 podcast, whether you caught me when I first started over on Blog Talk Radio, then my migration over here to Spreaker, now on iTunes and Stitcher and Pride 48 and all that kind of good stuff. So again, thank you. But you know what? I've been thinking about Halloween. Halloween's coming up, you know, and I've been going to these comic book Timmy's trying to forget that song. Going to these comic book conventions where there you have the cosplayers and everybody wearing their outfits of their favorite superhero or geeky gamer person. You know, people do that and I think it's fun. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I want to dress up for Halloween. We're having, on October, I believe the 18th or the 19th, we're having a horror. Why can't I say horror? Horror? It normally comes out really country, like horror. It's a horror store. It's a horror show. But I'm sorry. I lived in Georgia too long. It came naturally, and now it's kind of mixing with my Midwest dialect, so it's coming out really Confederate ghetto hick. You know, that's what it sounds like now. But so we're having what they're calling Shocktoberfest, not this weekend, but the following weekend. And they're having a zombie prom. So I'm like, I could do zombie. That'd be really, really cute to do. I could do it. I got some makeup, you know, I can, and not no drag queen makeup, so don't get funny with it, but I got some makeup, you know, I can do. I don't know how you do it, because I don't want to shave my chin strap, because I like my beard. I don't want to shave it, and that just makes you won't have to shave stuff. I remember in 2009 I think I told you guys this the other day, I did Madea Goes to Jail. I had the orange jumpsuit with Fulton, property of Fulton County Correctional Facility on the back, handcuffs, gray wig, Madea glasses, and it was fun. It was during Atlanta Pride that year. That's the first year they had it in October in 2009. I think Atlanta Pride is this weekend, actually. Happy Pride, Atlanta. And so I did that, and it was fun. But and then I had makeup on, and I had so much fun that night, just bar hopping. I was slammed. I haven't drank like that, and I don't drink hardly at all anymore, if at all. I might have the occasional margarita, but I do not drink, because I suffer the consequences. I had some alcohol when I was in Nashville last weekend, and not this past weekend, but the weekend before, and I had a little bit of a hangover the next day. I had a headache. You know, I'm like, ugh, I'm doing too much. So I don't be drinking like that. I don't get time for it. I haven't been drunk like in a long time, but it was a fun night. But nevertheless, so I'm thinking, what do I do? Because, you know, I don't want to hit anybody in the mouth. And y'all heard it here first. Was he? I forgot he wasn't Gone Girl. I totally forgot he was in that movie. But it wasn't his movie. I think it wasn't somebody else's movie. It wasn't his movie. It wasn't like a Tyler Perry production. He might have had his hands in it, but it wasn't his movie. I'm like, I don't want to have to hit nobody in the mouth. But I will if they get smart. Because if you're I want to say it, Timmy Sims, a guy of a particular size. You know, and I have no problems with it. But I have people want to get jazzy in the mouth and say, because I was at somewhere the other day and they had a little Halloween party, and someone tried me. I'm like, okay, what you stepping to me like this for? And he says, oh, you dressed up like Rick Ross. And of course, I wasn't dressed up at all. I did have my I did have my Anichi jacket on and my regular tennis shoes, jeans, and a graphic t-shirt and my hat. I didn't have any earrings on. I don't have any grills in my mouth. And I'm too well. Me and Rick Ross may be the same age, but because I'm a bigger guy and I'm kind of I wouldn't even I was even not even thugged out. I might have been thug light. But he said, oh, you dress like Rick Ross. I'm like, oh, you tried it? Shade. I'm like, you really did try that. So, no, you can't be calling me Rick Ross. That ain't hot. That ain't funny. You know, because because I'm thinking if I wear red on Halloween, if I come out somebody outside and somebody go, hey, Kool-Aid, I'm going after him. Now, I might be a bigger guy, but I'm light on my feet. Now, I can move. I can catch somebody. Trust and believe. But I just think you was trying it. You know, I wasn't dressed up. That wasn't my deal. Yeah, I don't do that. You know, this ain't my ideal of a Halloween party. Of where I was, it was work related, and so I'm like, okay, so should I just do something for Halloween? So I want you guys to let me know what should I do. Don't be jazzy because I will cuss you out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It doesn't matter. Give me your phone number, I'll call you. I want an idea of what to do for Halloween. Should I just go ahead and do the I wouldn't say obligatory, but should I just go ahead and do the zombie makeup? Because you know I can put make my face a little ashen, put some dark circles and some blood, and they have that little fake skin now. But you know what? We was at Party City the other day, and I was looking at all the masks and Yogi Bear, you ain't funny. Timmy Sims, you are not funny. I'm not going as Yogi's ass, no. And so I was at Party City, and so I'm looking around at the stuff, and I'm like, you know what? Because you know they have stuff to match your flesh. I didn't see, but you know what? Black people don't really we don't really dress up like that for Halloween. We don't fool with no ghosts. We don't do haunted houses because some friends of mine, Cloak and Dagger from Cloak, that could be cute. We don't go to haunted houses. If the house is haunted, we you know remember when Eddie Murphy say a long time ago during the Eddie Murphy Delirious comedy concert when he said, you know, when white folks go in the house and there's a ghost and the ghost tells them get out. The white folks want to go around and look for the ghost and find out his name and find out why it's there. They still a little white girl. They still trying to pull her out the TV. But that was fun. I love that. But when black people go in the house and there's somebody that they know ain't supposed to be there, goes get out. Black people hit it, and I'm one of those. If right today, I used to think this house was haunted. Well, I ain't even going to that. I'll tell that on Halloween. If a ghost spoke to me and I could know it was something that wasn't, because I'm a rational individual, I think. And somebody was talking about get out of the house, David. I'm getting out because you told me to get out for a reason. I'm not gonna stay around. And if a little black girl's in television, what Eddie Murphy say? He tried to change the channel. She wouldn't come out, so he just left her. You know, so that's how I would be. You get out of you're on your own. I try to get my mama out. You come if you can't make it, girl. Then you know, well, you need to try to do something because I'm not coming. Call Ghostbusters, Ray Parker Jr., Bill Murray, somebody. I'm not doing it. And so that's how I feel about ghosts. I have some friends. They want me to go do these haunted houses. I'm that weird with it, but I don't like people. I have like a 1 foot bubble around me. I don't want people up in my face. You know, I don't want people touching on me if they're not invited. You know, I'm not that cold. But I want to let people touch it on me and stuff. And, like, I have a friend. He knows me. And we were in Nashville. He was like, no, I don't. They were in Nashville or somewhere else. But and he was like, yeah, David doesn't like me to touch. Don't touch me unless I invite you. Unless we cool like that. So, you know, maybe I have some abandonment issues, but don't touch me. And so going to haunted houses, they jump out at you and touch you and scream in your face and all this kind of thing. I'm not doing it. But you know what? I was checking prices. Haunted houses, I remember when I was younger, when I did go to those type of things, they were like, what, $4 or $5 get in, you can do what you want. They're like $20 and $40 to go through a haunted house. Now the one here, the several ones, you can go through as many times as you want, you know. But I mean, what's the point? I don't get it. I know one year, years ago, we all went, and I was an adult, I was 20-something, we all went to a haunted house. That was the last time I've been to one, and I had just bought, and this is my fault, I had just bought a white Nike, one of those kind of dressy jogging outfits when they was kind of cool, you know, you had the hat to match, the whole Nike suit, the Nike shoes, you know, you had all that, and the Nike shirt. So I was fly, it was white, I was fly, and so we go to the haunted house, and they were throwing rice like they were supposed to be worms and maggots laying on you. Unbeknownst to me, the rice they had put in some kind of mud, it was dirty. And when I get out and I look at my white suit, it had these all these little rice shaped dirt spots on on my suit. So I was like, yeah, that's it. You know what, Timmy, when I get off this, you know, Timmy Sin, friend of the show, he's in the chat room tripping right now. He done sent me, you know what, I'm going to put this is going to be the picture for my podcast tonight. So when you see the image for this podcast, y'all know who it come from. I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. Ratchet Timmy Sims sent some old bullshit to me, and I'm gonna let y'all see it. I ain't gonna cuss him out on here because he's doing too much. That's all right. I got you, boo. I got you. So anyhow, so I want you guys to let me know, what should I do? So tweet me at the 5x5 say, and tell me what should I dress up as, or you can send me an email at BYYFIVE@gmail.com. The number 5BYYFIVE@gmail.com. That's 5x5@gmail.com. And tell me, what should I do? You know, I have a couple of weeks. Well, 2 weeks for the little zombie. Since this is a zombie theme, I'll probably do a zombie thing there. I'm not terribly sure, but I think that's what I want to do. But you know, I don't know. It might be an issue if I try to do anything else and somebody has a jazzy mouth and says, they might say I ate up all the zombies and get real cute with it, and then somebody really will be dead, you know, because I don't play that. But anyhow, that's my Halloween. Oh, you know what? This is really funny. Real quick before I go to break, my church, because, you know, because black people and the whole Halloween, it's considered a pagan holiday, and you're not supposed to celebrate pagan holidays, but they do it without doing it, and they have a Halloween celebration at my church for the kids, and you can't dress up in anything scary. You had to dress up in like somebody from the Bible or an angel or a princess or something, but nothing too nothing sacrilegious and nothing too secular. But I'm like, it's still Halloween, y'all still giving out candy, y'all just trying to call it something else. It's Halloween, I don't care what y'all do, it's Halloween. Stop playing with the people. Anyhow, there's another anyhow. One day we'll have a contest, and who can count how many times I say anyhow during the course of my podcast. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. Let's go. You could gaze into the future.
Future. You might think life would be a breeze. See a trouble from a distance. Yeah. Go right. But it's not fair. looks great come now, then everything's gonna change all now. Right, all right, keep it going.
Now, you guys know who was singing that song. That is the theme song from Disney's That's So Raven, so don't be trying to sue me. from Raven Simone. That was her show on Disney. She made more money off the what's it called? The products, the collateral from the show, like the little dials and the little things that had That's So Raven all over it, and marketing. Is it marketing? Somebody help me out. And then she made on the Cosby Show. I'm sure Bill Cosby paid her a lot when she was Olivia, on the Cosby Show. But then she was Raven Baxter on That's So Raven, which I actually liked it. Yes, I watched it because I like Raven Simone. And the reason why I watched it, because I know she was gay. She's a lesbian. She was really good. Speaking about costumes and dressing up on the show, she was always dressing up as a different character, or she was doing, she always dressed up. And that was one of the things for the show. She dressed up to where you didn't know it was her. On merchandising, that's what it is. Merchandising, and so she dressed up a lot on the show. And so, so talking about costuming, I'm like, okay, this is perfect to talk about what Miss Simone has said this week. You know, earlier this year when they had lifted the ban on gay marriages, she had tweeted out, now she's able to get married, yay government, it's a win, or something she had tweeted out. And so she was on Oprah's Where Are They Now, and you know, she lost all that weight. She looks good. She has silver hair now with a little purple in it. Don't ask me why, but she's a cute girl. She's always been a cute girl. We didn't know she played at the Y. We didn't know until this year, but which says that's good, that's cute, that's phenomenal. But she says she wants to be identified as an American, which there's nothing wrong with that, rather than an African-American. And so I'm like, oh, really? Even Oprah flipped over in a chair. She's like, girl, you already said Twitter afire. And so I haven't seen, we got to pull up Twitter. I haven't seen what anybody said on Twitter about her comment. The reason why she said she didn't want it just to be identified as African American, because she's American and she wants to be that whole melting pot, and I'm a part of a bigger community than just my ethnicity. I get it, but you are what you are. There's no shame, because she said she didn't know where her roots led her, so she could know where, how deep her roots went. She's like, I don't know where they came from in Africa, you know. And I used to struggle with being called African American. I wanted to be called an American with African ancestry, you know, which I don't think anything wrong with. I'm fine with just black, you know, because we get so caught up with labels, and you know, we have to label this person this way, or you know, fat, skinny. You know, in the gay community, we use a ton of labels. There's bears, there's twinks, there's geek, well, there's geekers, there's the jocks, there's the muscle bears, and then you know, there's all these different categories to. So you can fit in, you know, and that's the problem with Atlanta. I don't know where it is. And me and Tim was talking about it earlier tonight, you know, about how everybody wants to put you in a group so they can, whatever the group stereotype or the group thought, how the group is perceived, they can put you in the group. So they can know how to connect with you or not connect with you. And I think that's fine, because everybody's a conversation starter. I think it's fine. It's like, okay, he's part of that group, you know. If that's not your thing, then you're not going to have anything, but some people, not me, to talk about. I can talk to anyone, I can fit any group. But you know, I've been shunned for not having as much money as some person, or having a particular car, or being a bigger guy. I've been shunned, you know, primarily by the gay community, you know, or just being black, you know, living in a city that's 80% white, you know. That it definitely can happen. My mother and I were in the orthopedic doctor's office today, and I was a little taken aback because I had never paid attention, because normally I'm just you know, making sure everything's good with my mom. And when you're looking around and you don't see anyone who looks like you working there, for me, that's a problem. You know, I know there's at least one. And this is the biggest orthopedic facility in Southern Indiana, in this area. And you're like, okay, there has to be at least one person who looks like me. You know, at least one. Yeah, Atlanta is very, very black. But you'll see at least a white person somewhere. You know, you might not see a whole bunch of them, but you'll see a white person. And it was very, very, you know, I was like, oh. And I kind of mentioned it to my mom. I'm like, I said, you realize we're the only black people in here? And this, I mean, and this place was packed. There was, I mean, with the orthopedic, what's the occupational therapy people, and the techs and everything. The ladies who worked at the checkout, you know, they were all white. Which, so I think sometimes, and I understand where Raven Simone comes from, because I had in college I had an identity problem, because I didn't know where I fit in. You know, I didn't know what my label was. Now, getting older, I understand that I don't need a label. I'm just David. I don't need the label to be gay. I get that from her, because she says she doesn't want to be labeled as being gay either. She's like, she says she's just a human loving humans, which, and that's totally fine. I know she's going to get some flack. I get it. You know, but I also understand for myself, I embrace that I'm a black man. I embrace that I'm a big black man. You know, there's no denying it. You know, now I think I don't want to be thrown into the stereotype, you know, which it's come under a lot of fire in the last months, year and a half. You know, I don't want to have the group stereotype thrown at me. You know, I've had, you know, when I went into elevators with little white women, and their purse is clutched so tight that their hands are turning whiter than they are, because y'all really ain't white, y'all peach color. You know, remember when you was little and you wanted to use a crayon to color in a white person, you use the peach one from the Crayola box. You use peach. You wouldn't use white for a black person. You wouldn't use black. Well, some of them you might use a black one. I got some cousins that you can use black. But you know, I you can use chocolate brown on me. I'm a dark brother, you know, and I have problems with that, you know, growing up, because I was of a darker complexion than some other black people, because you know, we have a full spectrum of colors and shades. I want to say color shades in the black community. But so I get it. I just want you to embrace with your. Now, you don't have to play to the stereotypes, because everybody's not the same, and I think it's society problem, not your own personal problem, society's problem, who they project, who they want you to be by putting this label on you. So I get it. You know, I'm not a typical gay. I don't think. And when I'm saying typical gay, because I had it. Hey, Miss Ash, what's going on, girl? See, the stereotyping craps makes me so mad. How big are you? That's a personal question, Timmy Sim. I'll show you later. Anyhow, she says, I used to try and use orange crayons for white people. Well, some of them are orange. When they go get that spray tan and stuff, and they use too much, and they get all orange looking, look like a pumpkin, and Charlie Brown and the great pumpkin Charlie Brown, they look like them sometime. But, but you know, some of y'all look pink to me, you know. But it's just, I get the labels, and Timmy Sims, but because gay people, some of us, you know, they want you to be a certain way, dress a certain way. And so when I say I'm atypical because of the gays that I've encountered, which I'm part of the group, I don't have no problem with that. They kind of put that out there. Like, you had this, like, I was in Nashville. And I had this conversation. And the whole thought was, oh, you should go party all the time and get drunk and run to the bar. I'm too old for all that. I don't got time for all that, and I don't do it. You know, I might have did it when I was in my 20s, but I'm way beyond the age of trying to be in the bar every weekend and getting drunk and picking up people. That's not what I do. So, but, you know, I understand. I get it. So I get where Raven Simone's coming. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people don't understand it. A lot of people don't want to understand it. But don't give Raven Simone such a hard time. I think she was trying to prove a point, you know, in Oprah. And Oprah had asked her several times, what do you mean? And she was like, drop it. You know, you can tell by, if you look on the video, and it's all over. I actually found it on... what website? I found it on a website. And you can look it up as well. And, you know, she was like, I want you to drop this. So what some people are saying on Twitter about Raven Simone, one says Raven Simone wants to be seen as human. Not my issue. My issue is that she feels she must deny her black and queerness in order to be that. See, and that I think that's the struggle. I don't think I have to deny it. I've never hid the fact that I was gay. I can't hide the fact that I'm black, you know. But I don't, because you don't want to people. You don't. I understand the whole label. You don't want somebody to put you in a category with so they can connect with you, or they can feel comfortable with you, or not connect with you at all. I surprise people all the time about with how I speak. When they see this big black guy come up to them there, and they want me to talk, you know, a certain way, like. Of, you know, if you look at percentages, a very few percentage of black people speak in that kind of ghetto thug dialect. And then I put the voice on them, like, hey, how are you doing today? My name is David. Nice to meet you. You know, I'll do all that, you know, and they're like, oh, hey. But then they're comfortable with me. But I think you have to break the stereotypes. But I think at the same time, you have to embrace who you are. I think you can't deny it. So I understand what the person's saying, but I also understand Raven's where she's coming from. But she also said, she never said she wasn't black. She knows exactly who, people, she's not fooling nobody. She's saying, I'm not fooling nobody. I'm not trying to pass for white. She's like, I just don't want to be seen as that black girl or that black lesbian. I get it. So I don't have a problem with what she said. What else? Somebody else says, people mad at Raven Simone for saying she don't want to be labeled, but didn't care when Lil Wayne called himself a Martian. Ha ha, that's funny. Somebody says, Raven Simone's eyebrows are definitely not African American. Let's see. Raven Simone, this is from Billboard Chopra. I'm tired of being labeled. And this is the one thing, you know, a lot of people will use this, you know, to kind of blur. And this is where the problem comes in. This is my perception, will blur the racial problems we have. They'll use, like, oh, I don't see color. Yes, you do. You might not acknowledge it, but everybody sees color. I don't care if you want to be this whole, we're a part of the big melting pot. Pot of America, people still see color, and unfortunately, that's I don't see it changing. But I think that's an idea. I think it's a good idea, and it's something we can work toward. But you know, everybody's not made of the same cloth. And some people went in on Raven. Super sick of Raven Simone haters. If that girl wants to think, if that girl wants to identify as magenta, let her. It's so not important. I know that's right. It's not important. Of course, Glenn Beck chimed in. See, this is the problem. This is where those people who are racist, and they're those low-key races like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and pretty much the all of the Republican Party, they'll use this to Raven Simone can't speak for me. I get where she's coming from, but they'll use this to say this is where this is how black people need to identify so you can get along in this country. And he said he thought she was from a taxi. Of course she did. Last tweet about Raven Simone says, oh, they have pictures of Bill Cosby. This is funny. In the spirit of Raven Simone, I'm declaring myself loanless and will never have to pay back one loan ever. I know that's right. Go ahead, Twitter, with your Raven Simone post. So what do you guys think? You know, I would love, hey, Salt Bubbles, glad you guys can make it. I don't know that there's black people who identify as white. I think there are black people who wish they were white for whatever reason. But I don't think a black person can truly identify as being white. You might not, because there's black people who've lived in the suburbs all their life, and you cannot identify with the black experience if you're not from the inner city, you know. But there's going to come a point in time in your life when you get pulled over or you get profiled or you get followed around in a store, then you'll say, they did that because I'm black. You know, and that's all I want to say about that one. And when we come back, we're going to talk about another kids television show. It's going to be a Nickelodeon and Arthur, who kind of went in about blacks and gays. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and we'll be right back.
Total. Kima. Keisha. Pam. Missy. Talk to me. Yeah.
Bad boy. My mic sounds nice. Check one. Bad boy. My mic sounds nice. Check two. P-U-F-F, I'ma make them go deaf. Make you say, who that? Them total bitches, bad ass. Kima, Keisha, and Pam. Oh shit, goddamn shit. You cramming or slamming? Damn right, I'ma jam.
Baby, you show it. That's the moment. You show it something. See, I won't.
You've been checking me. I know what you're talking about.
I used to be the jam. Remember Total? Whatever happened to them? Keisha, Kima, and Pam. And Pam was the one that really couldn't sing, but she led all the songs because her voice was unique, just like T-Boss, Tion Watkins from TLC. I used to love that song. Had Missy on the front. I was jammed to that when I was a younger person, and I could, you know, drop it. I used to drop it. I used to drop it in the club. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining. We have Miss Ash in the chat room. We have Timmy Sims. We have the Thought Bubbles podcast. Who else? Let me have somebody else in here. The group is called Total. There's one of them girl groups that all came out in the, I guess the early 80s. Early 90s. That's a 90s girl group. But good song. Welcome back. Hope you guys are enjoying your night. And listen to me talk about whatever. You know me, I get on a subject and I'm trying to let it go and try to wrap it up, you know, and not try to be so long winded like some of them preachers. I've been laughing at some of the little memes online with Kermit the Frog. They're hilarious because they're so funny because some people get it and they get it right to, they get right to what you're thinking, you know, because like the one about black people in church and, you know, it has Kermit the Frog looking, because this happens in black churches. We have Kermit, it says, when the pastor says he's ready to wrap up and he's ready to sit down, and then somebody says, take your time, pastor, and you just kind of, you give him that look like, will you shut your mouth up? As a kid, that was me. You know, because I don't know how many kids like being in church, especially as you know, some of these churches, like when I was younger, I had a preacher that was really, really, my grandfather included, was very long winded. And you think they was reading the whole Bible on Sunday morning. And then, you know, they'd be ready to sit down. And then somebody was like, no, go ahead, preacher, go ahead. Go ahead, take your time. And then he preached for another 35 minutes. You're like, I'm trying to go home, you know, because it's Sunday and the school's tomorrow. I'm trying to go home and play a little bit, and you up in here talking all day. So you had to look at those. Hush Sims. I had to give me a Hush Sims button because I forgot to get the one I've been using. for the people, you know, for my girl. Have y'all seen that show with Tamar Braxton and Lonnie Love and Tamara Mori? Y'all don't watch BET. Why even playing?
Get your life.
That's my girl. And they have a kind of a fun talk show. It's on BET at nighttime, but y'all ain't watching BET, so I ain't know why I asked y'all. I know another funny thing that happened to me this week. It had to be Sunday. Normally Sunday, if I have time, if I planned, I'll swing by Captain D's to pick me up a fish sandwich and some hush puppies. So, you know, the hush puppies, you have 6 hush puppies for like $1.99, and the little mini, what's it called? The Captain's Catch fish sandwich is a little one with the one piece of fish on it, for $1.99 or something like that. Really under $5, you know, for both. It's quick, simple, get some honey mustard tartar sauce and you're good, right? And so I went there Sunday, and and they should know me because I'm there. You know, I go there quite frequently on Sundays. And so I get the little Captain's Catch fish sandwich. I want my little hush puppy, side of hush puppies. And so okay. And, you know, I didn't think, you know, because every time this one particular girl is working, she either leaves off cheese or she doesn't give me something. And I, you know, I was in a good mood. So I was like, I'm not even going to check, but I should have checked. So I get to work. Of course, I can't leave work. You know, it's not like I don't get lunch breaks at my job. You know, I just work until it's time for me to go home. I can eat during the course of my shift, but, you know, it's not really a lunch break. Anyhow, and so I'm getting a little sandwich. I'm ready to tear this up. And I noticed the bread was kind of hard. And I'm like, ugh. Damn it. And they gave me some old fish that sounded like, that tasted like they had fried up some mackerel. You know, mackerel's real fishy. And so they had breaded and fried up some mackerel and left it in grease since last week and just hit it. In a, you know how you can put it in the microwave and the outside gets hot and the inside doesn't, but the little crispy stuff gets real, real hard where it tears your teeth up. So it was like that. And then, you put cheese, they had cheese on it. And my thing is, if something's hot right out of the grease and you lay it on a cold piece of cheese, the cheese is going to melt. Am I right or am I right? The cheese is going to melt. And so, of course, the cheese didn't melt. The cheese was colder than the refrigerator and ice cubes. And the cheese didn't melt. And so then I look at my little hush puppy box. There were four. There were four in there. So I call. I'm like, and the guy's name was Steve. I say, hey, Steve. I was just there, and you gave me cold fish and four hush puppies. And so I'm trying to, and he's like, what did we do? And what's the problem? What do you want me to do? That's not a managed, from my perspective, that's not a managerial response. You need to, offer me something. Not that I was trying to get something free, but you messed my meal. He's like, well, what you expect me to do? Give you some extra hush puppies? I'm like, you know what, Steve? You sound just about as stupid as the people back there making the sandwiches. I'm going to have to call your boss. So they have like a general director or whatever. And I called her. It was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tomorrow's on Wednesday. She ain't coming back yet. So I'm like, I'm done with them. I'm going to have to stop going there for a minute. Y'all can't get no more money if y'all can't get it right and then don't want to treat me like I'm a good paying customer. Anyhow, so we've been talking about Raven Simone. The chat room got awful quiet. Y'all still alive in there? The thong one was funny, Thought Bubbles. And Ovary Punch, I laughed about that for 2 days, I'm sure, because it was real slick how he said it. I'm like, did he just say what I thought he said? Ovary Punch. And then you get to sing in the opening to The Lion King. I was rolling because y'all, that was hilarious. You guys, Miss Ash, Timmy Sims, check that out on thoughtbubbles.podbean.com because that episode is hilarious. So in other news, we've been talking about Raven Simone, so I guess we'll talk about this idiot here. And I don't know if he was from Nickelodeon. I thought, because he wrote a book, an oral history. He wrote a book called Slimed as an oral history on Nickelodeon's golden age. And let's see, his name is Matthew Kickstein or Kickstein. He says he's sad that women and non-whites are making TV now. In a chat with the Flavor Wire's pilot Virulent, probably meant to discuss his book Slimed, an oral history of Nickelodeon's golden age, Arthur Matthew Kickstein instead turned into a diatribe of sexist and racially insensitive word vomit. Here's a few points. He says white talent equals quality, saying that the only reason they put black people on television or non-whites, because he was speaking of this in this particular instance of a Arab character. He said the only reason they put them in is just to appease other people. Then he also creating characters of color is forced and unnecessary. Life is really tough for men. Then he says shows by and about white people are just better. Deal with it. And then he says if a company does not include diversity in a place where it's not needed, which according to Kickstein is everywhere except sports and publishing, because they want to see the blacks play the basketball and the football, they are participating in blackface and being predatory. I'm not going to read the whole article for you. You guys can look it up on Jezebel.com and and read the article by Matthew Kickstein. He was just saying that, what's the test for Timmy Sims? test. I don't know what that means. We're getting to that. And so he was saying that black people, the TV that's made for and about white folks is just better television. have you seen that new show called Selfie? Although there's an Asian lead who used to be on Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow is actually kind of, it was good when it came back, but it's not really good anymore. But I think that's so unnecessary. So I'm not really going to, I thought about giving him some airtime, but somebody who's an idiot, and we're at an hour now, somebody who's an idiot doesn't need to get much airtime on my show, because all that stuff he's talking about is obviously ridiculous and slanted. But there's people who feel that way, you know. Unfortunately, there's people who feel that way, and there's nothing we can do about them. We just have to hope that he doesn't live next door for us, because he might stab you in the back. Anyhow, we're going to take one more break, and we come back. My friend, I think it was Timmy Sims, has sent me a quiz. What Peanut character are you? And we're going to wrap up tonight's 5x5 Late Night Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Types of issues. So why is so different when it comes to me?
When it comes to me.
How many more times can I believe? Before I let go of the fantasy. Cause it's so damn real to
so
me.
So damn real to me.
When you're so close to me.
Close to me.
When you make love to me.
Oh.
I'm tired of the hurt. Got the house lights on. Cause it's my last.
So caught up here all this time.
While inside
I've been slowly
dying.
I don't feel like you've been trying. Can't you see we're so divided?
The house light is on, cause it's my last call.
Y'all know I love me some Tracy Braxton, baby, because that song is, it's actually a good song. You know, the vocals aren't that strong or whatever, but that song is hot. I'll be singing that song, like walking around the house or driving, just like Last Call for Loving. Yes, he can sing. Yes, him. That's him, he, me, right? Welcome back. It is the 5x5 late night show, and we're wrapping up here. So, you know, like when we play Last Call, it used to be Good Night. That's going to be our last song of the night when we're ready to wrap up for the evening, because I went over an hour and I didn't mean to keep you guys as long, but I thank you for hanging out with me. I do appreciate that. I think Mr. Sims has sent me a quiz. It was called Which Peanuts Character Are You? If you type that into Google, it's a BuzzFeed quiz, and you can do the quiz with me. So first question, party in the auditorium, what are you doing? The Grapevine, which I don't know what that is, jamming on the piano, trying to dance with your crush, air guitar, in the center of the dance circle, watching from the corner, the mashed potato, grooving in the thick of it all, calmly bopping your head. I'm probably calmly bopping my head because I'm past the age of being in the thick of it. But it used to be a time I used to go in there and drop it. Anyhow, pick a companion. This is all the pictures of the Peanuts characters. You have Schroeder, Violet, Peppermint Patty, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Lucy, Linus, Sally, and Marcy. Schroeder was stuck up. Don't know too much about Violet. Me and Lucy would not have been friends. I love an underdog, but Charlie Brown was doing too damn much. Linus was really smart. Sally was something else. You know, even though little Marcy would call Peppermint her girlfriend, you know, they was lesbians. You know, Charles Schulz, he had a lesbian relationship years ago. He knew what the hell he was doing. We'll choose Marcy. I like Marcy. She had a cool voice. What are the holidays all about? Quiet and solitude, holiday parties, family and self-reflection, survival, existential crisis, surviving period, enjoying yourself, making sure things run smoothly, spending time with loved ones, peace and goodwill. Spending time with loved ones. That's important for me. What are your thoughts on therapy? Good way to make some cash. It can be very helpful. Waste of time. We are sensitive creatures. Never needed it. I have enough philosophies about life. I go over week. Whatever helps. It's important to have an outlet. I think it is important. Some people, I don't particularly need therapy because I don't think I'm crazy. But but no, I think it's important to have an outlet, so we'll choose that one. School is necessary, an endless cycle, pretty great, the worst, a great way to socialize, important, a social construct, fine, my friends are there, cool, but not my scene. I enjoyed school, and at we're just going to say it's necessary. There's too many ignorant folks walking around, so school is necessary. Pick your dream BFF, best friend for life. Some guy I don't know, Emma Stone, Will Smith, Sandra Bullock, Jared Leto, Michelle Obama, another person I don't know, Drew Barrymore, or Elton John. I don't like Will Smith. You know what? I'm going to pick Jared Leto, because if y'all haven't seen the recent pictures, y'all need to Google it and find out. So we're gonna pick Jared Leto. Love is for chumps. Love is art. That beautiful sound of clinking nickels. A mystery, fun, everything. A beautiful thing. Having a lot in common. Good grief. Let's just be funny and type good. Oh! No, they didn't. They tried it. You know what? This quiz gets a big old...
Kids, your life.
Because... You don't have to go home, you can't stay here. Like I did what in Nashville Con. Let's see. So they tried it. So yeah, Get Your Life goes to this. What Peanuts character are you? I got Pigpen. How dare them? I got Pigpen, of all people. Seriously? It said, you're the relaxed. Well, here's what the explanation is. You're the relaxed and easygoing type. You're all about going with the flow, spending time with friends, and making the most of out of every day. You don't sweat the small stuff, and you're one of the few people in the world who genuinely doesn't care what other people think of you. You're also very intuitive and empathic and do just as well socializing in large groups as you do one-on-one. You know, I don't think Pigpen is the right character for that, but I think it's more of a Linus thing. But I'll accept what the little explanation, because that's all very, very true. I bounced in the apartment, you know, that my friends were staying at, but I went at the club trying to twerk it out. He don't do that. And who is he? He is me, him. That is me, David. And Timmy got Linus. Why am I shady for? How can I be shady? I'm not shady. I don't do shade. What's on the Monte Cristo thought bubbles? I think it's like ham and stuff and there's like powdered sugar on it. I've had a Monte Cristo before. Remember Garfield's when it was here? I had one there before. It looked good. I think I've seen your picture, but I'm going to have a brain sandwich. I'm going to have a text. You know, I told you guys Sunday night that we have the big, no, it was last Thursday, the biggest street fair, second only to Mardi Gras in the United States, and it's called the Westside Nightclub Fall Festival, and they have a ton, like, you know, blocks of food. I don't know how, if it's expanded any of this year, because I haven't been over there. Oh, I did twerk it out for her. I sure did, Timmy Sims. I sure did. And you remember that. I thought you had a memory of a gnat. And so they have all this food. And, you know, I talked the other day about eating brain sandwiches. And I'm really finicky about food. You know, what I like, I'll eat a lot of. But what I don't, if something I'm not too sure of and I don't know nothing about, I ain't going to mess with it. Like, I just want to eat seafood. But, brain sandwiches is something I've eaten since I was a child, and a lot of people don't understand that. They're like, well, you don't eat this and this, so why you eat brain sandwich? I'm like, because I ate it before I got sedity. And so I want to have one of those. And Elaine is saying that I should have a Monte Cristo. That sounds good. And the image, what kind of image burned into your brain? The tenderloins are really good. But you know what? Sometimes when I go down there, I just want one thing. And that's one of those foot-long corn dogs. I'm not a size queen by any means. But I like a foot-long hot corn dog. You put mustard on it, and it's good. Then they have the little haystacks. They come in a little Fritos bag and has chili and lettuce and tomatoes and stuff all in a bag. You eat it from the bag. And then somebody, one year they had fried sauerkraut balls. But Wednesday or Thursday, I'll talk about what I ate. And maybe I'll do a little recording down at the Fall Festival. I'm not sure how I'll do it yet. I know there is a TSA has a booth down there. So if they have something good, maybe I'll talk to the gay boys over at TSA, although they can be shady at times. Well, I won't say the group is, but some of the people I know that's affiliated with the group can be a little shady. You know, they like being elite gays and stuff. Ridiculous. But I'll play like a game or two. I don't need any more fish, that's for sure. And also yes, and but I know what the size of the foot long hot dog corn dog is. So that, and then they have what's the pork steaks or pork chops. Those are always good. And then all the fried stuff. I'm gonna stay away from the fried stuff this year. The really fried stuff, like the fried Twinkies and candy bars and Oreos. And ooh, I do want some cake balls though. Because I remember one year I had a fried Twinkie. What they do with the fried Twinkie? I'm sure everybody knows it, have heard of it. Now they dip it in like funnel cake batter, and then they fry it up. And they get, you know, it would be good if they dipped it in some chocolate That might be on point, but I can't mess with that because one year I had that. It was the first and the last year I ever tried a fried Twinkie. I had this really cute blue shirt on, and grease shot out of it and went down the front of my shirt. And that grease, I still have that blue shirt. That grease stayed in my shirt. It was a cute blue shirt, too. I never got it out, and then my chest hurt for a week. So I'm like, no, that clogged up too many arteries and stuff, and I don't got time for that. Balls. Talking about footlongs and balls. Anyhow, thank you guys so much. Miss Ash, Timmy Sims, Thought Bubbles Podcast. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. I always like when you guys hang out with me in the chat room because it makes it a little bit more livelier. My boy Kim Boggle wasn't with me tonight, but maybe we'll do some recording tomorrow. I'm going to forego watching the first episode of season 3 of Arrow because I'll be at the Fall Festival tomorrow evening. So, Elaine, hopefully I'll see you. What time do you guys normally go? Because is it like the 10 o'clock? So I'm going to be down there, and I'll take a lot of pictures so you guys can see what I'm feasting on for the evening. Plus, you know, tomorrow's new comic book day, so I'll run out there for a little bit. And hopefully my pop figures will be here tomorrow because I told you guys I ordered a Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and I also ordered Marie Laveau from American Horror Story. And does the American Horror Story start this week? It might be too much stuff I'm going to miss. I might have to stay home tomorrow, but then I won't have any more opportunities to go except for Thursday during the day because I'm working Thursday. But anyhow, thank you guys. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we're going to record a little bit for Real Talk, and then maybe I'll record a little bit, maybe a special little episode down from the Fall Festival. Because sometimes my signal don't work down. I had a different phone last year, and it did. I couldn't get a signal, but I have a different phone now, so maybe I can, the signal will be better, so I can record or do something down there. And of course, you can check out the 5x5 Facebook page. Oh, and don't forget, join, I know Elaine and Chris from Thought Bubbles, Timmy Sims, they're in the Life with Funko Pop Facebook group that I made for all my Funko Pop obsessions. And take pictures of your Funko Pops and put them on there, different scenes. And Timmy's been taking his around. He took his to the movies today, which was really nice. I'm sure Funko Pop Jon Snow was very appreciative. But you can also join me Thursday night at 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Is that right? No, 9 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time over there on Pride48.com. And it's kind of a mashup of all the shows that I've done up until Thursday. So that encompasses Real Talk, Fanboy Weekly, and Tonight Show. So I'll talk about a little bit of those things and, of course, interact with the chat room. Thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. Hopefully, I will talk to you guys a little bit more tomorrow. You guys have a great night and the rest of your weekend tomorrow. Tomorrow's hump day. Enjoy it, and we'll see you next time. Good night.